Today, Soft Rock, Warm 101.3. Every week at this time, we share the warmth with another organization who is doing wonderful things for the folks of Rochester. And today, we have on the line with us Donna Barnes from Patriot Guard Riders of New York. Well, good morning. And I'm going to guess that you're talking Patriot Riders. You guys ride motorcycles.
Well, not all of us do, but many, many of our members do ride motorcycles. And our primary mission is to stand flag line. In other words, we all hold American flags at funerals for our fallen military, our veterans, or first responders who have died in the line of duty, but only at the request of the family.
Oh, that is one. How long have you been doing this?
Patriot Guard Riders National actually started in 2005. New York started in around 2006, and we actually incorporated in 2010 as a nonprofit.
Okay, so your local group just handles mostly the Rochester area, or how far out do you go?
We're actually all of New York State.
Oh, my goodness. So you travel all of New York State. I'm going to guess that the people involved, the guys and girls who ride, it's all volunteer.
Everything is 100% volunteer. Anybody can become a member. The only thing that we ask is that you have an unwavering respect for our flag, America's military, our veterans, and their families.
Wow, that's beautiful.
And there are no membership dues. There's no meetings. There's no building or office, if you will. We have a very active system where we send out what we call missions to our memberships that explain where a funeral will be. And it's up to the member whether they attend or not.
How many members normally show up at an event, at a funeral for a fallen?
That depends. I mean, some of the higher profile ones, you'll get a lot more of the membership. But typically, at a veteran's funeral, we'll have about 20 members or more that'll show up in flags that will form a flag line around the outside of the family. And if they do have full military honors, we will also stand outside the full military honors.
Oh, that has to make the family feel so loved.
The response that we get is overwhelming.
The organization is a 501c3, a nonprofit.
That's correct.
And I'm sure you don't get any funding from the state. How do you survive?
We actually are very fortunate in that we received a lot of donations from the generosity of the communities that we serve, as well as other organizations who support our cause, because underneath Patriot Guard Riders of New York, we have a program called Help on the Home Front, which is specifically a volunteer outreach program to help veterans in need.
Well, Donna Barnes, you're doing God's work here, and I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
Is there a website people can go to learn about you?
Yes, our Patriot Guard Riders of New York website is the initials, PGRNY.org.
All right. Well, thank you for spending a couple moments with us, and continued success, all right?
Oh, thank you so much, Tony. Thank you for having us.
Of course, Donna Barnes from the Patriot Guard Riders of New York. If there's an organization that you'd like me to shed a light on, please just drop me an email at tony@warm1013.com, and we'll share the warmth with them on Warm 101.3.